Hey, my loves, it is Lala Kent
with Ran.
I love it. We're back at it for another week. Last week, we had such a fun podcast with the Bostics, Skinny Confidential.
I had no idea who they were. I've heard of the Skinny Confidential, but I didn't know, like, it was one person, two people, husband and wife team. Like, that was so cool, so inspiring.
So we've had, like, a pretty fun week. Randall just got back from Miami.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
I found a new condo for us. I'm very excited. I think it'll be in the Armani building. Shout out to Armani.
Oh, lovely. I can't wait for people to know where we stay. Randall loves to just blast us. Oh my God. Why don't you give him the exact address? Maybe give them the apartment number. I don't know.
So I went to Miami, got us the condo.
Right.
Signing the lease. But what I'm more excited about is today, in 24 hours.
Yes.
It's your motherfucking birthday.
I know.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lala. Happy birthday to you early.
31 years old. I feel like it was just yesterday that I had turned 21 and I was passed out in downtown Salt Lake City on my spiked bracelet. Cop came up to me and was like, "You gotta go, girl." And I was like, "I just turned 21. He was like, "That's great. Gotta go." So
let's talk let's talk about how different this birthday is. Okay, now you have a child, which is like even crazier. And so now we're going to Miami for your birthday, which
we like Miami, can you tell?
Shout out to Miami. No, but what I'm saying is we're going on this trip with Jax and Brittany.
Yes.
And their baby.
And my husband's.
Yes. And we're having this like great little weekend. And what's cool about it is we're bringing Ocean. So if you rewind the tape, the last 2-3 years, I'll go through it.
Yeah.
We had a birthday in Cabo, which was insane, 30-40 people.
Right.
We've had birthdays in Vegas.
Yeah.
After we got engaged, we celebrated your birthday in Vegas with all your friends. Insane. We've had birthdays in LA. Insane. This is like the first kind of family birthday, so I'm really excited.
So, can we talk about this real quick? It was a year ago on this day that we announced we were pregnant.
What?
Yeah. Last year, on my birthday, I said I got the greatest gift in the world.
OMG. Go Ocean. Go Ocean. It's your...
Like, now this podcast, we're listening to her right now. She could be cooing, but I think she might be crying. But don't worry.
I think
she's well taken care of.
Oh, you mean you just didn't leave her in the room?
No, she's well taken care of while mom and dad do the podcast. By the way, can I tell you something that I just realized?
Yep.
I, for pretty much my whole life, thought that the word infamous meant that you were super famous. I didn't realize that infamous meant that you were famous for something bad.
Okay, that's scary.
No, it's terrifying because I remember
when... You used to say you're infamous?
Well, I am infamous.
That's true.
When we did the podcast with Sly, I literally said the infamous Sylvester Stallone because I thought it meant like if you were infamous, you were like a legend.
No, he's just famous as fuck.
Right. So now I know.
Okay.
Because I had heard it in like rap songs and I thought that they were talking about like they were just like the most famous people ever. And I was like, fuck yeah, infamous, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm glad you figured that out today at 31. that's good. I just want to say that a lot of big news with Ocean this week. I think that I was, you know, it's moving so quickly now. Like at first it was like goo goo gaga, but now it's like things are happening.
Right.
Like I was sitting in the kitchen the other day feeding her real food. And like just 2 weeks ago, she was sucking on your tit. So no. And not only that, I came home from work, which, you know, it's just weird because, you know, in this house, there have been no infants, right? So this is the first infant in this house. And we're sitting there. I walk in the door and I go to have dinner with you. And all of a sudden at the head of the table, there's a little baby chair and Ocean's sitting there. I'm like, head of house, what the fuck just happened? She was like laying in the thing, sucking on the breast and bubble bone. And now I'm eating my pork chop and Ocean's eating her hard food. And I'm like, this is crazy. I mean, literally, and you always preach this about, you know, I'm just going off a little bit, but you always preach about how, like, you know, you really want every second, don't. And really, I'm seeing, because, like, I'm talking 7 days ago.
Right.
She wasn't sitting at the head of the table. She was in her little, you know, sucking on the milk. So it's moving so quickly now. So
I know Ocean officially is eating purees, like bananas and rice cereal.
Right, but I mean, it's like, it just happens.
I know.
What the fuck?
This is, I literally lay in bed some nights and inflict pain, mental pain on myself by going back to the time that she was like, you and I walking into labor and delivery.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well, she wasn't here yet.
No.
I mean, you're just going back to that moment.
I go back to the time when people ask me in interviews, like, where'd you come up with the name? And I'm like, we came up with the name 3 years ago. She exists now. She's in the other freaking room right now.
Partying. No. I agree. Listen, I used to kind of make fun of you a little bit, to be honest, because I thought, you know, like, you were holding on to time a little too tight. It was like a first week. But I think you kind of set the bar for us to kind of say it is going to go quick, because, you know, time does go quick. Obviously, yeah. I mean, I see it with the two girls, and you've said it, but infant time,
right?
It's lightning speed. It's good that you've said this to me so that I try to cherish the little things, because in 3 more months, I'm, you know, she's going to be walking around chilling. So I want to enjoy the fact that she can't go anywhere right now. Except
yeah. Enjoy it, because a blink of an eye and she's going to be off to the races and I will lose my mind, because I lose my mind daily. But yeah.
On that note, I want to take a break.
Let's take a break.
I'll be back.
So I have 2 game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes, because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank, because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
I love the fact, and I'm sure every mom loves this, that like their baby knows that you're the mama. Like there was last week, Randall and I are in our bedroom after a night of dinner, right? Whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, my gland on the left side feels a little swollen. And for 30 minutes, Randall is telling me, oh my gosh, you have COVID. What else do you feel? Do you have body aches? Do you have chills? Are you coughing?
Hold on.
Fever. And I was like, I don't have any of those things.
No, but hold on a second. I was concerned because COVID is real right now. And there's
COVID,
a lot of,
COVID has not been real.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's spiking running right now.
Rampant, right? And a different variant. And right.
Thank you for the announcement.
I get what you mean.
Right. And I'm saying, so we have to be extra cautious. We have a lot of people, you know, that are helping out in the house.
Right. 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 Right.
So I was concerned.
Totally.
I was concerned.
I get it.
And you said,
as you should be.
And you said to me, I said, babe, here's what I think. I think I should go down and sleep in the other room. And we'll wait till the morning and we'll get you tested in the morning just for safety, even though I know you're not out or about, but you could
catch it anywhere. Yeah, I'm definitely not out and about.
But you could catch it anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Of course, it really doesn't matter. But the point of this is I go to bed and all of the sudden I wake up. Right, because I'm like, I don't have it. Like my gland is swollen, but nothing else is wrong. But the questioning for 30 minutes with Randall, for some reason, I wake up at 3 in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, I do have body aches. I do have body chills. Keep in mind, due to the line of work that I am in, that you're in, I am tested every 72 hours on the dot, same time, every 72 hours, right?
You woke me up at 4 a.m. and told me.
And told you I need you to go in the other room. I'm concerned now too.
Okay, so now I call the doctor at 4 a.m.
Right. Doctor comes, doctor number one comes, I get the test back, it's negative. Second test comes back, that's negative too. So I did not have COVID.
That is correct.
Thank goodness. But the point of this is, number one, the mind is a powerful thing. I literally talked myself into every symptom of COVID. I'm not even kidding you, I did. No, because once they came back negative, I was like, I feel great.
Oh no,
I could have gone to work today.
Yeah, you were like a different person,
right?
For sure.
But the hardest part was that I obviously wasn't, it was the first morning that I didn't get to see my kid. You know, right. I usually,
right.
Every morning I wake up to my baby and you FaceTimed me with her.
Yeah.
I was sobbing and she was very fussy that morning, like crying. And every time she heard my voice, she would scream. And I just thought, you know, she's teething. She's going through a rough patch. When I got my second negative COVID test and I held my baby, yeah, she completely calmed down. And I was like, she finds, yeah, comfort in her mama.
Of course.
I know. But you, when you're just, it's your first kid and you don't realize, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, I mean, I get, yeah. But I mean, you could see when you walk in the room how lit up she is and how lit up she is when I walk in the room. She loves her mom and dad. Very different than when like family's around. Like I noticed that like when her grandma, and this is not taking away from anybody or our nanny, there's a lot of love. She's happy. She feels warm and safe.
Yeah.
But there's like a sparkle. Like when I came home yesterday, I could see she just wants to stare at me the whole time.
When you were gone and you would FaceTime me or even talk on the phone, she was dead stare at that phone.
Really?
Yeah. Like she knew your voice.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
And I think, and the same, like when you were not able to be with her for the time we were being safe and I FaceTimed you, you know, she was in it. You know what I mean? Like I listen, a mother and a father that's just a bond that nobody can come between.
I know. And I just keep realizing it more and more every day, right, how much comfort she finds in her parents.
Well, I think you're going to be even shocked in phase two when she's like talking to you and like full out, you know.
I always say I can't wait for that. I can definitely wait for that. But I'm excited for that stage.
Yeah.
I'm excited for all of the stages.
Well, I think if anybody, and I have a lot of friends with kids, you know, old, young, all types of things. I'm older than you. And one thing that you're doing beyond right is you're living in the moment, every moment of our baby's life. And I think I'm not discrediting my friends because a lot of them do this too, but you don't know how in the moment people are because you don't go home with them at night. But you, every second you're making count. So I don't think you're leaving it all on the table. I think when Ocean's a year or 2 years or 3 years, I don't think you're going to have any thing that you didn't do in terms of time and love and being in the moment. I'm very proud of you that you do that.
Well, thank you for saying that. So my birthday palette that I've been working very hard on.
We're plugging?
Of course we're plugging. It's my freaking podcast with Randall. So yeah, I'm plugging Give Them Lala Beauty. We did the Give Them Lala Beauty shoot for the birthday palette.
Yes.
And it was absolutely fantastic. Ocean came to work with me.
Oh, wow.
It was the first day that she's filmed, but at that stage, and she was, you know, sleeping most of the time. Now she's like a full person.
Yeah.
And she was so cute.
She was having fun.
Yeah. I mean, she got a little irritated after a while because like a baby on a photo shoot for like 5 hours is like, all right, we're enough already. You know, like the music, the flashing lights, I'm over it.
But you were just happy that you had your baby with you versus her sitting at home.
Well, I hope that I can do that for a long time. Like, I hope that whenever I go and do things like that, as she gets older, that she comes. That was always my number one thing. And you know this, because obviously I work, you work. We have to have childcare. So we have a phenomenal nanny that's there when you and I have to go to work. But my game plan has always been, if she can come with me,
you're going to take her.
I'm going to take her. And then when I need to hand her off to actually go do what I need to do, then that's what I'll do.
I love it.
Do you think people get sick of us talking about babies?
Probably.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't even have an identity except for Ocean.
Okay, that's a little extreme, but.
But I've heard a lot of mom, like I was talking to Stassi and she was like, "That she's my identity. Like, who am I? I'm Harford's mom. Duh."
Do you know what time it is though?
What time is
it? Spill the Tea segment, where we go deep. We take our teapots out. We spill the tea with Lala.
Let's spill the piping hot English breakfast right now.
I would like to do a let's spill the tea roundup.
Okay.
What happened between you and that housewife in the OC?
You know, I give Kelly Dodd a lot of credit because she is not as predictable as I thought she was.
Wow. What happened?
Sure. Nothing.
Oh, it just
nothing.
That was
did anything happen, Jess? Not that I know. See, there we go.
So that tea is spilled. It's now cold, and we can move on.
The beef has been consumed.
Okay,
it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, there you have it, guys. On spill the tea.
But who knows? She announced a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that she and her man are coming out with a podcast. So that could be where her platform to like get people to listen. You know?
Oh, you mean you think the tea could be picked up off the floor, put back in the
pot,
and
reheated? She could go back to every...
Could you reheat the tea, I'm asking?
You can always reheat tea.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's spilled on the floor?
Because
that tea seems like it's already evaporated.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, we'll see. Well,
that's
let's wish
question.
Her... You know what? I'd like to wish her good luck on her podcast.
I wish everyone nothing but luck on their podcast.
Okay, now we can go to a break.
Okay.
The weather is getting warmer, summer is coming, finally, and you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic, year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/lala.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
We're back. Guess what I'm doing after this?
What are you doing?
I am going to a mommy's lunch with Brittany, Stassi, Sheena, Summer Moon, Cruzy, and Hartford. Me and Ocean.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Wow.
This is the first time that we will all be together.
Four moms.
Yes.
Four babies.
Yeah.
In the same restaurant.
And we were all texting and we're like, okay, we want to go to the Grove.
Right.
But the place we used to go to, we're now going to have four strollers.
Not going to work probably.
So we're like, I guess we do the farmer's market because you can, there's like much more room. The babies can cry if they need, you know, like all these things that we used to think about. Can I tell you, it's still a shock to me.
Yeah.
Like being a mom, because I was texting with my friend. Her name's Danny. We grew up in Utah together. Okay. She's in New York. I'm in LA. And we're like constantly trying to get together, constantly trying to plan trips. And now I'm like, we finally have been like, this is the date. We're going. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I have a kid. Let me sort this out first.
Oh, my God. That's
and then
so
it's
funny.
Like, I don't want to leave her.
No,
you know?
You would take her with you. You're not leaving her anywhere.
My mother left me. I think I was like maybe 6 weeks old. And she left me for like 2 weeks.
You're
it was
joking.
Supposed to be for a week, and she extended her vacation.
You're joking.
I swear to God.
Okay. Well, Lisa.
And I love my mom.
No, nobody said you didn't love your mom.
No, I know, but it's just crazy. Like, my mom, because I would feel guilty. I'm like, you don't feel guilty? She goes, do you remember it? I go, no. She goes, no, I don't feel guilty.
But, you know, we talked about that, like, when you have to work. Like, there are going to be times, like, where you're going to have to go on a work trip for 2 or 3 days because you're a boss, and that happens.
Yeah.
But two weeks is strong.
But she extended another week to make it 2 weeks.
Was she working?
What do you think, Randall?
I'm just asking.
No, it was a vacation. I think she went to Hawaii or something.
Oh, so she, the ocean.
She was living her best life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I love your mom, so I'm going to step out of this one.
Okay. So speaking of leaving your kid behind, Sheena and I were tripping because we were going to do BravoCon and we were constantly in contact. Like, what do we do with the breast milk? Because that is like liquid gold. How do we get it back to LA?
But by then it would have been no breast. You would have been done with that part of it.
I want to breastfeed for a year.
Listen, it's your decision. And if you want to breast milk for 2 years, you can breast milk for 2 years.
Of course. And by the way, Ocean only gets on the boob twice a day now.
And for a very short
morning and right before bed.
And very short time.
Right. Otherwise, she has the food and she has the bottle. But Sheena and I were worried. We're like, we're leaving our babies for 4 days. So for us, it was bittersweet that BravoCon was canceled. We wanted to go because who doesn't want to go to BravoCon? They
so
treat us
fun.
Like we're the Beatles. That's like the place that we're like the most famous. And that's fucking fun. That's fun to me. All right. I like that. I like being like the Beatles.
But you know, you can just go to Tom Tom or Sir and have the same experience.
Been there, done that. I wanted to be in New York at BravoCon. But then the sweet part was like, oh, we don't have to worry about leaving our babies behind. So it all worked out.
Right. And you don't have to go away and be stressed.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing today.
I think that's going to be a great date for you. I think the four ladies with their babies, lunching it, power lunching it, talking about what mothers talk about with their babies and all your different kind of stories are going to be a lot of fun. I think
it will be too.
I think it's a great bonding experience for you guys.
I know. Can you believe we've never done it?
It's crazy.
We've all hung out individually,
make sure,
but
make
never.
Make sure you send me a picture.
I'll send you a picture.
Because I'll post it.
So I want to talk about mom bods real quick. And I know what you're going to say.
That you're hot. What are you talking about?
And everyone's bounce back looks very different. Yeah. But I was at Zara the other day trying on clothes. And can I tell you, this is the first time in my whole life that I've actually had to try clothes on. I'm usually pretty true to size, can fill my cart up. For the most part, everything works out. I can't do that anymore just because things are different.
Right.
Parts of my body are a little bigger than they used to be, like hips. My rib cage is strange. I got it. I created a person. My bounce back was on point. I'm not complaining.
Okay.
However,
what happened?
The lighting in the Zara dressing room
did not work for you?
I looked in my skinny ass legs that had cellulite on them. And
okay, stop. I'm stopping this. You do not have cellulite on your fucking legs.
I do, and that's okay. But what I'm saying is every, I was thinking about this, and every single mom, it doesn't matter if someone looks at you and says, yeah, you look incredible. You don't feel like your body is yours anymore. You don't want to go to the gym because you're fucking tired, or you work and on your off time, you want to hang out with your kid, and things just look different.
Okay.
You know, even though from afar, definitely, I get it. My bounce back was on point. I'm not complaining. But I have insecurities. I didn't buy anything at Zara that day because I was like, I don't feel hot.
Oh my God. And you not buying something is like, honestly, me not eating. It's the same.
Me not buying something like that's on sale at Zara.
It's like me not eating an ice cream cone or whatever, or a chicken sandwich.
So now it just like, it put things into perspective when I've had certain friends that have had babies or people on the gram who are like, how did you get your confidence back? And I've never understood because I'm like, I'm looking at your photos. I'm looking at you. You look incredible, period. Not you look incredible for just having a baby. You look incredible, period. But it's your mental state.
Well, I think that people, I think obviously you were very lucky because everybody has a different bounce back. And some people it takes longer, some people it takes less, some it's all different. But at the end of the day, having a baby is an incredible feat. So, you know, I don't care what a woman looks like or what she wants to look like after she has a baby, because to me, any woman that has a baby is beautiful, period. Day
that
after.
That is so sweet,
but it's, but it's true, because first of all, there's no man that can carry a child for 10 months and go through what
y'all
you
y'all would croak.
No, we couldn't handle it.
I mean, you don't even get it.
By the way, in the last month, when you're like, I barely can sleep because you can't move left to right. I mean, I don't know how I give women all the props in the world. But what I want to say is this. You look stunning. I've told you this. But I think the way you phrased it today versus how you phrased it before, because I'm always like, you cannot complain about how you look because I think you look stunning. Now, I also am biased because I don't think of you anything but that. But I think the way you said it to me today, and I think to men listening to this podcast, I think it's different. I think you said something very different that kind of got my attention, which was, even though people might say you look beautiful or your body bounced back so quickly or whatever they're saying to you, I don't know. Inside, you still have a lot of insecurities about things that you don't feel as beautiful as maybe you felt before. So that is probably a really big challenge for any woman, you know, going through post-pregnancy. And I think that makes a lot of sense to me now, me saying, because I would get annoyed. I'd say, babe, you look stunning. What are you talking about? And then you like, yeah, but I don't feel it, or I don't da da. But I think it makes more sense you saying, well, my body isn't exactly the way I knew it. So I'm still have a lot of, you know, insecurities. And I think that that's okay. I think the more you talk about that stuff, the more, at least the more I understand it. You know what I mean? Because for me, you look perfect. But, you know, I don't ever look at you different. But I think I understand what you're saying this today.
Well, when you hear women who look incredible complaining about their, you know, I've seen it on Instagram. People are like, I just don't feel like myself. And you're looking at them and you're like, you're hot as fuck. Please shut up. It gets annoying.
But baby, people say that. But people say
that's what I'm saying. Right. But it's a real thing. Your mental state is just different.
Right. And I think that that is something that I think we don't see always through social media. I think people aren't as raw as you are, like saying, just because physically maybe I look perfect in my bounce back, I'm saying, and maybe to some people might say that to you. I think that there's also a mental catch up, and you're not feeling that right now. And you went into Zara and you walked out because you didn't know. But I'm saying you didn't feel beautiful, or you just didn't feel it.
No, I looked at my mom and I said, I need a Wetzel's pretzel and a fucking Coke right now. That's what I need. In order to not lose my shit, I need a motherfucking Wetzel's pretzel.
But and by the way, I think all women, you know, whatever their body might look like, are stunning people after giving birth to a child. I think any woman, and I'm saying it in my opinion, it's my humble opinion, should not have to ever justify their physical being after giving birth, because they're now raising a newborn, feeding a newborn every minute. And that, and by the way, to me, they're superheroes, because to be able to do what you women do in raising our children, the way, you know, we can't give them milk, we can't give them our nipple, you know, we can't do the things you do, and that's been, that makes you guys superheroes. So my,
we are superheroes.
You are.
My Ocean's godmother, my best friend Olivia from back home,
yep,
has four children.
My God.
No help at all. Still gets her ass to the gym, and at 5 a.m. takes her kids to school. I mean, she is a superhero. So with okay. that being said,
I want to tell you one. I'm very proud of you, and I'm very proud of all of the women out there who give
birth. This is more of a venting podcast today.
Yeah, I like it.
I do too.
Well, since we're venting, can I just have a 1 minute vent?
Totally. Do it.
Mine's a little different. Mine's about my flight home yesterday.
Oh, God.
No,
do we have to talk about the fact you didn't have Wi-Fi on the plane and you almost lost your mind?
No, but I'm being serious.
It was good for you.
No, but I think that people don't realize. I think everybody's laughing at me saying this, but I just want to say this. When you travel as much as I do for work, part of your day when you book a flight in the middle of the week for me, and listen, I know it's a bougie thing to say, but the truth is this, there are deals sometimes that are going on that are very time sensitive for me.
Right.
And so I'll book a flight in the middle of the day because I know I can work the whole flight with emails and stuff. And I got on the plane and I was on a time sensitive deadline, true story. And there was a hurricane, there was a lot of weather.
Okay.
And I was very nervous. I'm a bad flyer. And by the way, my prayers go out to all of the victims and people that have been affected and being affected by the hurricane that just hit Louisiana. Again, it was 16 days after Andrew. So, like, it's just, that's a horrible, horrible tragedy. So my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that's being affected. I just want to say, though, I got on the plane and the Wi-Fi didn't work. And I haven't been
And you have to know, Randall has a lot of things that he needs to find out if Kylie Jenner is pregnant or not.
That is not true.
That's why he needed his Wi-Fi.
That's not true. But I might be checked. I checked the gram a few times.
He fills me in on pop culture.
But listen, but the thing is, I'm just saying, it's more of an experience, not really a complaint. I have not been on an airplane for 5.5, almost 6 hours without any internet. And we took off, and there was no movies, no nothing. So we took off, and they told us the Wi-Fi wasn't working. People around me looked like they were having
tripping.
Yeah. And I just sat there, and here's the other thing. When you're a bad flyer, this is what
it's... All you bougie first classers.
No
Wi-Fi.
They didn't have it in coach. I would have sat in the last row. But listen, all I'm saying is here's the part that's the worst. I'm a bad flyer, so
okay.
I track the turbulence and I track our flight path, and it's like gives me peace, like to know where we are, where the turbulence, where the weather is. So for the first time in like years, I didn't know where we were, where we're flying, what was going on, and I had to sit there and just look out the window literally for 5.5 hours, and everybody on that plane had their shades down.
Yeah.
And I had all three of my shades up.
With your compass on.
Yes, because you can use your compass on your phone.
I can't. I'm so dead.
No, listen. You can use your compass on your phone, and I know we're supposed to be heading west. So we're heading northwest. All of a sudden, we're going southwest. So I know there's weather. So I'm freaking out. Then we turn back west. So yeah, I was monitoring the flight the entire way.
I want to remind you guys, if you have questions, comments, concerns for the Give Them Lala with Randall podcast, you can call us at 1-866-LALA-POD. You want to give us our first voicemail, Rand?
Yeah.
Hello, Lala and Randall. I'm sending you love from the sunny, hot, scorching Arizona. I just wanted to say that I love you both. I love your dynamic. When I am working hard on my small business, I just have your podcast playing and then just laugh and it makes time go quicker. So I just want to thank you both. My question is, do you ever, like, make gestures at one another or make faces and get mad at one another that we can't hear? Because I just think if I was on a podcast with my significant other, I would make, like, mad faces or shut-up faces or shocked faces or, I don't know, just have, like, a silent language with my partner. So I was just wondering if you two do the same thing. I love you both. Bye.
So actually exciting news. In the podcast studio, we are having cameras installed so people will be able to actually watch the podcast.
That's scary. That's scary.
Scary? It's terrifying. And when that was suggested to us, I wanted to fall into the abyss.
I'm so excited. That's going to be so... There's going to be more theater and drama from you watching our podcast than listening to our podcast.
If you were to actually watch, there's a lot of times where I look at Randall and gesture to my throat to remind him, please don't clear your throat on the mic. There's a lot of like mean mugging.
No, the answer... And it is very simple. Yes, she fucking looks at me like she wants to, assassinate me. She looks at me like she's pissed. She looks at me like, why the fuck would you say that?
Do I ever look at you lovingly on the podcast?
Not much.
Wow, that is so rude of me.
No, I'm kidding. You look at me all the time with love, but I'm saying there are moments where, of course, you look at me with love. I think we both look at each other with lots of love, and I think there's little moments where we kind of check each other. There's moments where I've said to you, hon, really? And then you look at me and like, oh, okay. But I think you'll see some of that when we start showing the video.
I think that'll be fun for people.
That's a great question, though.
I love that question.
The answer is yes. We have a very shorthand with each other where she can just kind of turn and look straight at me. And I know she's like, we didn't need to say that. Or vice versa. She knows that I'm not happy with something she might have said. But for the most part, the truth is, I would say 95% of what we say, you hear. We don't really
like edit. Our facial expressions, you mean?
Yeah, but I mean, even what we're saying on the mic, like, we're not really edited. We kind of just let it roll. We just kind of live in
that's scary.
So we are.
So we want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Give Them Lala with Randall. Remember, it's my freaking birthday tomorrow, and I have the birthday palette coming out. So get yours at givethemlala.com.
I'm going to leave us with a famous song called Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Lala. Happy birthday to you. Everybody give Lala lots of love tomorrow. It's her birthday, Thursday, September 2nd. We are grateful for you, Lala, to have you in our life. Ocean and I could not live without you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.